Yeah, so today we want to look at the power of Thanksgiving, and I will ask the question, what is Thanksgiving? And maybe this is a question that, or something that most of us know, and maybe let me ask Sukantha. Sukantha, what is Thanksgiving to you? When someone says they're giving thanks, what do you think, or what do you understand by that? Okay, anyone that is willing to give an explanation of what is Thanksgiving? Yes, Kombi, go ahead.
Yes, I think it is to express gratitude for something that has been done or is going to be done. Express gratitude.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one. Expressing gratitude for something that has been done or is going to be done, okay? And gratitude is also Thanksgiving, right?
you can also maybe express it's an appreciation, it's an act of appreciation of what has been done to you, or especially what has been done to you. It's an appreciation. You're showing an outward, if there is joy, if there is happiness, you are expressing your appreciation. So it's something that is it's an action that you do to show the joy, the appreciation.
Okay, it's an action. I love that. It's an action, something that you do to show your appreciation. I think let's look at the definition, and not really a standard definition per se, but Thanksgiving per se is really a state of the heart that reflects on the promises of God and their fulfillment, and is one that acknowledges a person's incapacity to have achieved it on their own strength, and recognizing God's strength and God's faithfulness and mercy in fulfilling his promises both now and in the future. So when we say Thanksgiving, we say that it is an act, or rather it's a state of the heart. That means it goes beyond just words and actions, but really how is our heart? Because you can find there are people who can say thank you, but their heart is not into it. They're using Thanksgiving just as a word of mouth, but their heart is not really in a thankful state. So and when we say we are thankful, not only are we having a state of heart that is giving gratitude to God, we are also reflecting. It comes from a place of meditation and reflection and remembering, you know, because many times we forget and we reflect on the promises of God. What has God promised us, and how has God fulfilled them, or how is God in the process of fulfilling them? And then also we acknowledge that we could not have done it on our own. I think if you run so fast and you win a trophy, you would say, oh, it was because of my exercise. But if you know that it was God that helped you, then you can be grateful. So you can find that people, yes, have achieved, but unless they are in the place where they recognize that where they have reached comes from God, they cannot be grateful. So Thanksgiving is not only a state of the heart, but number two, also Thanksgiving is an act of giving or returning thanks. And this can be done either in words, in actions, or in gifts. So that means that someone can give thanks through word of mouth, someone can give thanks through what they do, and also someone can give thanks either through something. Now, other words that are used similarly to the word Thanksgiving is thanks itself, gratitude, which Kumbi you mentioned, acknowledgement, and then also honor. These are words that can be used in the place of Thanksgiving. Now, the second question that I want to ask is, what are some of the reasons why we are not thankful? What are some of the reasons as to why people or other people or we at times forget to be thankful? Maybe I could pose this question. What are some of the reasons why at times you find that you are not thankful, and what would you think what are some of those reasons? And just to ask, are my slides moving?
That's what I wanted.
Oh, okay. So you're being thankful that the slides are not moving. Okay, just a second. Yeah, please go ahead while I sort that out. Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to thank you for not moving the slides.
Okay, good. Good one. Uh-huh. Someone else? Uh-huh.
I think...
Sorry, who's that? Yes, Pastor Scott, go ahead.
I think most of the time people don't give thanks because they think it is their right.
Very true.
They are right. Yeah.
So they feel it is their automatic right to deserve it, and so they don't give thanks. Okay, someone else?
Yeah, I just want to agree with Pastor Scott there. You know, I found it so disturbing, especially in families, when people, like, they have that feeling of entitlement, like, you do something for them, but the person does not even appreciate, or they do not even say thank you. And then instead of saying thank you, they actually scorn you to say, is this all you can do? So, exactly, you know, I found it, and the reason that I've seen that is they feel that they're entitled to whatever you have done for them, you know? So for them, you're not even doing them a favor. You are supposed to be doing it.
It's an expectation. They expect that you should have done this, and why have you not done it? Okay, someone else? Why are people not thankful? Or why, maybe yourself or someone else, why do you find that maybe you're not thankful? Yeah, if you are to examine yourself.
Well, I think sometimes it becomes so commonplace. You don't even see that anything has been done. It's just the usual. So we forget to be thankful for it.
Okay, just because we think it is usual. Someone else?
Yeah, I also think maybe sometimes we don't want the thing we get. We don't want it. So
whatever comes, you just don't want it. So definitely, you're not thankful for it. Okay.
Yes. Like sometimes on your birthday, maybe you're believing God for something else, and then something that you don't want comes instead, and then you grudgingly accept it, you know, but you don't want it.
What gift were you given? Okay, someone else, that's a good one. When you're given something that you don't want.
Sometimes pride.
Pride, powerful. Pride, yes.
I've seen people, you give them something, they look like, why, this thing, I don't deserve this. You don't know you are giving it to who.
Yeah, that's a good one, pride. Someone else? Unfortunately, my thing has refused to share. I don't understand why. But it is well. I am thankful. Yeah, please go ahead. Yeah, since my screen has refused to work, so I think I'm not able to share. Maybe it might be the internet, but I'll be able to share the slides afterwards, so you will forgive me for that. Yeah, so let me just give you some of the reasons that I find why we are not thankful. We've said we've been able to find pride, selfishness, entitlement, as what you mentioned, unmet expectations, when someone focuses mostly on their troubles, comparison, and this is a common one where we compare ourselves with one another. Maybe your neighbor, the husband bought for them a car, and for you, they bought for you are cooking utensils, then you compare, then you get not thankful. Forgetting, many times we forget. Also, I will also say ignorance is an evidence of idolatry, because when we think we are the ones who achieved it on our own power, then we are ungrateful. Then also when we take the glory of God. And also another thing is unspoken gratitude. You know, someone can do something and you assume, well, it's your responsibility as a wife, or it's your responsibility as a husband, and you don't say anything. That also is ingratitude, because it's unspoken. Then also there are those who are ungrateful because they have not been taught the character. You can think of, I think it was called Nabal, and Abigail. Remember the one who David had protected his property, his sheep, and then when David just asked for some food, the man was abused them, and he threw his words here and there, and then later on, it's only that his wife saved him. And then also ignorance, maybe we don't know, we lack understanding, and then also dissatisfaction. When we are not contentment, when we're not content, then we'll find that we are not thankful. Now, I want to ask some questions. I know you have your Bibles, but I want you to not check your Bibles and give me some memory verses that you can think of that you know offhand about Thanksgiving. Maybe someone might be able to quote where it is and give the verse, or maybe you cannot quote it exactly, but you can, you cannot state where it is, but you can quote it. Let's hear. What memory verses do we have on Thanksgiving that we know offhand and that we can speak at this point? This is the question that I have for us, because it's a Bible study. Yes. Sorry?
For this is the will of God. In everything, give thanks.
Mm-hmm.
This is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. I can't remember.
Okay.
That's
a good one. In everything, good, give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning Christ Jesus. Someone else can try. Which other verses come to you offhand? Yes, Kumbi, go ahead.
Philippians 4 for me. Do not worry, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, with prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, shall guard your heart and mind in through Christ Jesus.
Amen.
So that's one of my favorites.
Amen. Philippians 4:6-7. Do not be anxious about anything, okay, but in everything with prayer and thanksgiving. Someone else wants to try. What memory verses do you have on Thanksgiving? Yes, go ahead.
Psalms, let's enter his courts with thanksgiving.
Okay, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. That's Psalms 100 verse 4. Yes, someone else? It's a challenge, eh? Memory verses on Thanksgiving. Carol,
well,
go ahead, Kumbi.
I also remember the time when Jesus heals like 10 lepers and only one of them comes to say thank you. And then Jesus was like, only one came to say thank you. And I think it was highlighting how it's important to give thanks.
Yeah, so Jesus says that we're not 10 cleansed, where are the other 9? Was none found to come to give glory to God, to return the thanks to God? Good one, good one. Who else wants to shoot another one? What else comes to your mind when you think of Thanksgiving? Which verses come to mind? Okay.
The story of Jesus and Lazarus. Jesus was resurrecting Lazarus.
Okay.
Said, let God thank you because you have already answered.
Amen. He said, Father, I thank you that you always hear me, and that I'm saying this for the sake of those ones around us. Okay, so this is a challenge to us, that there are many verses on Thanksgiving. We say we know Thanksgiving, but it seems that we don't remember them. So I will challenge you today that at the end of this Bible study, mark some of these verses, note them down, and remember them, because they are important. And one day your child or someone that is an unbeliever will ask you, why do you always give thanks? Then you can be able to explain why you do so. So I will not give you the verses, but you will find them in the study as we go ahead. So we'll ask ourselves, what is the power of Thanksgiving, and what is the importance of Thanksgiving? Now, number one, I want to say that Thanksgiving will bring honor and glory to God, because it recognizes God as the only source of all things. Now, when we remember the story of Luke chapter 17, verse 11 to 19, and this is what we just shared, the Bible says, on the way to Jerusalem, he was passing between Samaria and Galilee, and as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices, saying, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. When he saw them, he said to them, go and show yourselves to the priest. And as they went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at the feet of Jesus, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered, were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well. So number one about Thanksgiving is that it brings honor and glory to God. That means that you, when you give glory and honor to God, you recognize that God is the only source of all things. Everything that we have comes from God. Number two we can say about Thanksgiving is that it gives us access to God and is an important component of prayer and worship. And Psalms 104 tells us that enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. And maybe even if you read from verse 1, it says, make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name, for the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. Now, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 says that, I urge then, first of all requests, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for everyone. So God is telling us that we need to bring all requests, all prayers, all intercessions, and thanksgiving to be made for everyone. Number three that we learn about thanksgiving, the power of thanksgiving, is that thanksgiving is a secret to the miraculous. That means that it has the capacity to multiply our blessings and bring supernatural overflow. It is an act of faith. Now, this I think we have shared in the story when Jesus multiplied the bread. The Bible says, you can read that in Matthew 15, verse 36. Then he took the 7 loaves and the fish, and having given thanks, he broke them and gave them to the disciples. And the disciples gave them to the crowds, and they all ate and were satisfied. And they took up 7 baskets full of the broken pieces left over. Those who ate were 4,000 men, beside women and children. And after sending away the crowds, he got into the boat and went into the region of Magadan. Now, even Jesus, when the disciples came back from preaching and casting out devils in Matthew chapter 11, verse 25, the Bible says, at that time Jesus declared, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding, and have revealed them to little children. So we can see that thanksgiving really results in multiplication. And I always give this example that I remember there was a time in Kenya, there was a president that was called Moi, and he often used to have people go to him to State House. And maybe I think Carol can bear witness to that. And people will go and praise him. And anyone that will go and sing songs about the president, anyone that will say that he is a rice, you know, is the honorable, the Mtukufu, is a big man, everything, anyone that will give thanks or will honor the president will always go home with an envelope. That means he always gave them money. Like if he found children, school children, and they will sing for him at the roadside, the school will either receive a school bus or some land or something like that. He always gave thanks. Now, we always ask yourself, if earthly men recognize the power of thanksgiving, that anyone that gives thanks, they reciprocate. Now, ask ourselves, how much of our Heavenly Father? Just think of a child. If you have two children and you've just bought for them some shoes, and one of them says, thank you, Daddy, and the other says, does not say anything. When you come back again, you will remember to get something for that child that said thank you. Likewise, also, if you say thank you to your spouse or to your child, there is something that it does to them that it results in a multiplication of goodness. So thanksgiving really is a secret to multiplication, and it has the capacity to multiply our blessings. Number four that we can learn also is that thanksgiving is a command, or rather it is also a demand of God, and should be our lifestyle. Now, if we look at Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 to 7, it says, therefore, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. That means he's telling us that, he's telling the church that, remember, continue in thanksgiving. Why? Because always abound in it. Like, always be filled of thanksgiving, just as you were taught. Now, Colossians chapter 4, verse 2 says, continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving. Now, Ephesians 5, verse 3 says that, But sexual immorality and all impurity or covetousness must not even be named among you, as is proper among saints. Let there be no filthiness or foolish talk, nor crude joking, which are out of place, but instead let there be thanksgiving. Now he's telling that the church as believers, instead of filthiness and foolish talk and crude joking, which are out of place, let there be thanksgiving. Now, if we look at 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 3, it says that we ought always to give thanks to God for you, brothers, as is right, because of your faith is growing abundantly, and the love of everyone for you and one another is increasing. And remember, even when Jesus asked, where are the nine? I mean, we're not 10 healed. Where are the nine? That means that Jesus expected them to come and give thanksgiving back to God. So it's a command of God. Number five, also, we can say that thanksgiving through praise and worship is a powerful weapon of spiritual warfare. And this one you can read in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 21 to 23. The Bible says, and when they had taken counsel with the people, he appointed those who were to sing to the Lord and praise him in holy attire, as they went before the army, and say, give thanks to the Lord, for his steadfast love endures forever. This is what they were singing. You know, we often say that they went with the power of singing. The power of praise is actually what that made the Lord set ambitious. But they were not just singing any song. They were singing a song of thanksgiving. The Bible says they say, give thanks to the Lord, for his steadfast love endures forever. And when they began to sing and praise, the Lord set an ambush against the men of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, so that they were routed. For the men of Ammon and Moab rose against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, devoting them to destruction. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, they all helped to destroy one another. God is saying this, that when we worship him, when we praise him with thanksgiving, he can even set our enemies on themselves. You can imagine these enemies were coming to fight Israel. Then the Lord set ambushes against them. They fight among themselves. And then they also, after they clear one side, they now help to destroy among one another. Number six, which I think will be my sixth point about the power of thanksgiving, I will say thanksgiving is a sacrifice. And what does this mean? It means that we need to give thanks to God in difficult circumstances. You can imagine, you know, Paul was with in a boat where they had been in a storm for 14 days. 14 days. Me, I went for a storm in Basancha for just 4 hours. Or was it 6 hours? And it was hell. But these guys were in a storm for 14 days. And the Bible says in Acts 17, verse 35 to 36, and when he had said these things, he took bread, and giving thanks to God in the presence of all, he broke it and began to eat. And they were all encouraged and ate some food for themselves. Remember that time he was telling them that they're not going to survive, but let them eat and have strength for the journey. And even in that moment, he breaks bread, he gives thanks to God, and he gives them to eat. Now, when we say thanksgiving is a sacrifice, that means that you could be sick. Maybe your leg is still broken, you know, or you're still going through a sickness. Can you still give thanks to God even in that? Or maybe like someone has mentioned that maybe you've lost a job and there's no, you know, there's no clear way. But if you learn to give thanks to God, if you look back and say, God, all these years I've always had a job. All these years you've always provided. All these years you always gave me a salary. You've always made favor for me. I always assumed it was normal. Maybe it was because of my own wisdom. But now I see that it was always you. Now, when we think of that, then we are now giving thanks to God. So thanksgiving is a sacrifice. And really, in the hardest time, that is when we are supposed to give thanks to God. Now, I'm going to give us some 5 ways of how we should give thanks. Then I will open it up for any open reflections. How should we give thanks, and what is our application of this message? In giving thanks, we initially say that it is in words, in actions, in gifts, in a state of the heart. Number one, I will say is that thanksgiving must involve giving to the Lord, and giving to the Lord is either giving to church or giving to his servants, and also giving, that is sharing to those around us. You see, the Bible used to, even had commanded, let there be a thank offering. The Bible says in Leviticus chapter 7, verse 12, if they offer it as an expression of thankfulness, then along with this thank offering they are to offer. That means that it is coming from a place of thanksgiving. So God commanded an offering of thanksgiving. You can remember of Numbers 31, verse 48. The Bible says that then the officers who were given, who were over the units of the army, the commanders of thousands and commanders of hundreds, went to Moses and said to him, your servants have counted the soldiers under our command, and not one is missing. So we have brought back as an offering to the Lord the gold articles each of us acquired, armlets, bracelets, signets, earrings, and necklaces to make atonement for ourselves before the Lord. They went to war, and then when they came back, they said, we have counted. And you can imagine they're saying the commanders counted, those of thousands and commanders of hundreds, they counted, and then they went back to Moses and said, your servants have counted the soldiers under our command, and not one is missing. They came back, and then the Bible says they brought gold. They brought articles of gold, armlets, bracelets, signet rings, earrings, and necklaces, and they brought it to God. Now, Galatians chapter 6 says, nevertheless, the one who receives an instruction in the word must share in all good things with his instructor. That means from time to time, you can go to your pastor, and maybe who has been sharing the word of God, and say, this is just a token of thanksgiving. The Bible is saying, the one who receives instruction in the word must share in all good things with his instructor. That's Galatians 6, verse 6. Now, 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 5, the Bible says, and they exceeded our expectations. They gave themselves first of all to the Lord, and then by the will of God also to us. That means their giving was not just the material things. They gave themselves. And remember, this is the Macedonian church. They gave first of themselves, then they gave of what they had to the Lord. Number two about how we give thanks to God is by giving testimony. Our thanksgiving must involve testifying and telling it aloud what the Lord has done for us. And this is for the encouragement and strengthening of others too in the faith. Now remember, the Bible tells us in Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. That means that each time God has done something, you need to speak it out. You need to speak it out to either brothers or in the church, and you need to tell someone what God has done, because what God has done for you will encourage them that God is faithful. Will encourage them that God is faithful. Now, for example, John chapter 4, verse 29. Remember the Samaritan woman, after she met Jesus, she went and told everyone, John 4:29, come, see a man who has told me everything I ever did. Could it be the Christ? And Psalms chapter 9, verse 1 says, I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. I will recount, tell all of your wonderful deeds. So when we testify, and that's why at the beginning I asked us, who has a testimony? Share. Why? Because when you speak out what God has done, you are giving him glory and you are returning, you're giving him thanks. Number three also about how we can give thanks to God is also by praise and worship. When we praise God, we boast about our God. You know, when we worship him, we tell him who he is. When we praise him, we boast about what he has done. When we are giving thanks to God, it returns the glory back to God. And the Bible, we've read about the leper. The Bible says he turned back when he saw that he was healed. He turned back and with a loud voice. That tells you that he was not silent. He glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. Now, Hebrews 13 verse 15 says, therefore by him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. That is telling us that the sacrifice of praise is the fruit of our lips. What is the fruit of our lips? That is giving thanks to God. Number four, that how we can give thanks to God is in songs and psalms. The Bible says, sing unto the Lord a song or a psalm and declare his wonders in thanksgiving, just like David or Hannah did. Think of David. David was constantly singing and giving thanks to God. Think of Hannah. Hannah gives a song, you know, when God blesses her with a son. The Bible says, maybe these verses you can read, Psalms 32 verse 7, thou art my hiding place, thou shalt preserve me from trouble, thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. That means we can sing to God and we can give thanks. And the last aspect of how we give thanks to God is in our prayers. And the Bible teaches us that our prayers are most effective when they are offered alongside with thanksgiving. In it, we are grateful. Jesus' prayers were always full of thanksgiving for what God has already done even before it manifested. And that's why 1 Timothy says, I urge then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for all people. Ephesians 1:15 verse 16, for this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. And our core verse, which is Philippians 4 verse 6, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. We're going to stop there, and I'm going to give you a moment to reflect on what I've shared, and even maybe to just reflect on your life. And if there is something that really at this point you're feeling that